Leah. What about Leah on The Voice? She was first choice for Judge Will I Am.
Now, before his knockouts begin, Will has the power to put just one of his artists straight through to the quarterfinals. So, Will, which of your seven artists are you going to send straight through to the live shows?
Surely based on trust, open-mindedness, imagination, and who I feel is like the best artist that I've ever seen in the UK in a long time. And that person is... Leah. Cause you're beautiful, make love to you.
That's you singing, Leah. That's you, Leah.
It is, nice.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So how excited are you?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so nervous as well, though.
These shows get a lot of knocking, don't they? But just when you hear the enthusiasm and the momentum that they put behind someone like you, Leah, how important is this to you?
This is like literally like I've been singing professionally from once like 16, but this is definitely the biggest thing that's happened so far. It's been absolutely incredible. I think just having like someone that you respect so much within the industry, like Will I Am, like just say, like basically put a big stamp of approval on what you do was just insane.
If you don't mind, I want to bring Andrea Begley in as well. Morning to you, Andrea.
Oh, please do. Morning.
Good morning. Hi. You're in the live final, of course, of The Voice 2. Shall we hear a wee bit of you? What a beautiful voice you have, Andrea.
Thank you, Stephen. Thanks very much.
How are you feeling about it all?
Oh, I'm just absolutely thrilled and delighted to be in the live quarterfinal. I can't believe it. It's been an amazing experience up to now, and I just hope it continues for another bit.
How much pressure? I'll ask you each this question. How much pressure do you feel at the minute? Andrea first.
I think that the pressure at this stage really is quite phenomenal. I mean, 30,000 people entered the programme to begin with, and it's down to the final 12 now, and everybody is of a very, very high standard, and you know there's a lot of pressure on us all to go out there and perform. It's a live programme and there won't be anywhere to hide when it comes to Friday night.
Are you feeling the pressure, Leah?
I'm considering hiding in my cupboard. Yeah, definitely. I think like we go on this show as well because obviously we want a career at the end of it. So I suppose we're just really wanting to advertise what we can do to the best of our ability, just so that, you know, obviously we can then release an album after. That's the dream.
Have you both, without me being an Isle Killjoy, have you both considered it, if it goes wrong, what you're going to do?
I think because obviously you've already got that kind of exposure and, you know, already such an exciting demand, like I've been floored by the response and that we've got so far. So I think I kind of feel like even if I was to leave at this stage, like I'm just excited about what's to come, definitely.
Because, Andrea, this is horrible of me, right? But I just want to keep perspective here. For example, the winner of last year's The Voice, Leanne Mitchell, she released her debut album this week and it charted at number 134. So it's not guaranteed success, this, is it?
No, there's no doubt about that, Stephen. And I think, I mean, anyone who's entered the competition would be under no illusion that this is where the work begins. You know, this is just the start of it. And I think The Voice recognised that maybe some mistakes were made with Leanne last year, maybe not having an album out sooner and things like that. And hopefully lessons have been learned, and whoever the winner may be this year, hopefully they'll go on to have a successful career. And I think really there's no underestimation to be made of really the amount of work and the hard work that needs to be done, no matter who takes part in the programme and how far they go.
Right, so let's get optimistic again. What happens next, Leah?
The next is just the live shows this Friday night. So there's three of us in each team and one person from each team is eliminated.
And do you get to choose your own song now, or what happens?
Yeah, you do. I mean, at the minute, we're both, Andrea's in with Danny doing workshops, and I'm in with Will at the minute, workshopping different song ideas, and it's all about song choice, so that's you need to get it right.
And do we know what you're choosing yet, or is that all a big secret?
No, we do know. I have no idea if it's a secret, actually.
Right, well, maybe you shouldn't say then, in case it is. We'll not get you into trouble. Are you both missing home, Andrea?
Well, not just yet, Stephen. I'm just moving to London today, so it's going to be a whole new experience for me on two levels, moving to the big smoke of London, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we both wish you every success. And just before we end this morning, Andrea, you first. Tell me what your dream is.
My dream, Stephen, is to make music the focus of my life. At the minute, it's something that I only get to spend a short amount of time on, but I want to be an artist, I want to songwrite, and I want to get out there and perform to the public.
And for you, Leah, your dream?
My dream is just to make a career, and it's something I'm so passionate about, which does happen to be music. So,
well, we wish you all the very best, and our fingers are crossed. And thank you so much for coming on the programme today.
Oh, no, thank you for having us. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Leah. Bye-bye, Andrea.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.